I'll go ahead and call this to order for the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, August 11th, 2015. If the audience would join the board in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Hey, Chief.
Hey.
First, public comments, number one. This comment period is for the public to address topics on today's agenda. Seeing a lot of movement towards the microphone. Consideration of minutes from 8-4.
Move approval.
Second, are there any corrections or additions? Clinton.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. Minutes are approved. Personnel actions.
Move approval as submitted.
Second, anything further?
Nope.
Clinton.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. Those have been approved. Consideration of claims.
And I will move approval of the claims.
Second, anything further on the claims?
Nope.
Clinton.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. Consent agenda. We need to add utility permits 1618, 1619, 1620, and 21. And road closure 1606.
And 1606. Move approval with noted changes.
Second. Anything further?
Noted additions.
Clinton.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. Those have been approved. No public hearing items. Additional items. Consideration of the revised open records policy and procedure after the 7-day review. Alyssa Wignall. Good morning.
Good morning. You have the open records policy and procedure updated policy in front of you. I did not receive any comments or questions. The only question I had was, you know, does it apply to other departments that are governed by a different board? And it does not. They would have to have their own policy.
Right. Okay.
So.
Any questions for Alyssa?
No. I would move approval of the revised open records policy and procedure.
I'll second it. Anything further? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. That's been approved.
I just want to thank Alyssa again for delving into that and making sure that we are recognizing some of the little things that we need to tweak from time to time in order to be compliant and open as possible and transparent. So thank you.
Next is a discussion and consideration of the 2015 Facade Improvement Grant applications. Leanne Harder. Morning, Leanne.
Morning.
Well, what is before you for discussion and consideration this morning is the 2015 Facade Grant Program. The revised guidelines were approved this past early summer by the Board of Supervisors. Again, the purpose of the program is to provide financial assistance to city governments who act as the applicant in these cases, and working in collaboration with private commercial businesses for facade improvements. You'll see the two applications we have received are both along Main Street. So the program does support the revitalization of business districts in our small towns. The guidelines do put forth as well that the community must be under 2,000 in population, according to the 2010 census, which is similar to the program guidelines we've had for other programs established by the board. It is a one-time reimbursement grant for up to 20% of the total project cost, or no more than $10,000. So hypothetically, if you had a $50,000 project, it would be $10,000. That's the highest of the two. The city is required to provide matching funds equal to or greater than that provided by the county. And then this fiscal year, the maximum we will disperse and award is $10,000. Again, the city is the applicant, identifying eligible properties in the city limits. There are ineligible properties, which would include residential structures, any nonprofit organizations such as churches, and then anything that has started prior to the application approval and the deadline. What the types of improvements that this program is intended to fund are those that are exterior only, that are visible from the public road right-of-way, along which the structure fronts. It must be, again, publicly visible improvement, and so the interior of improvements or interior improvements are not able to be funded through the county portion, and I'll address that shortly because that is related to one of our applications. It is exterior building improvements, whether cosmetic or indeed structural, to maintain the integrity of that building and frontage along the street. Signage, we won't fund billboard improvements, but signage for a Main Street business. Lighting and landscaping. And then there are some program guidelines defined in regard to the types of standards that must be met. I won't go into those, but those are indeed elements that need to be, with which need to be complied throughout the life of the fund. All applicants do agree to the terms of agreement that are set forth in the program guidelines. Those are on the screen. And the only thing I'm going to highlight is the work has to be completed by June 30th, 2016. And we'll work with the funded applicants to make sure that they continue to be aware of the required deadlines. So with that, we received two applications, one from the City of Roland at 203 North Main Street. If you look on the map on the right-hand corner, it's the cursor there. It's the lot outlined in blue. So if you come in from the on Maple Street from the east or west and turn at the Casey's corner and go north, it's going to be the block up on your left. The current property owners are William and Christy Truman, and the building is that in the center of the image down below. They are intending to replace front windows and repair the front outside wall with some steel siding to make it cosmetically more appealing. Some interior work is proposed, and that's going hand in hand with the window repair and the outside wall repair, and that's some drywall and insulation. Technically, this is interior work, but the applicants do have to have some skin in the game and have some match, and so that we could indicate that that's part of their cost form as the applicant. Total project costs are $4,460. Roland has indicated that they will provide a $2,000 match. Doing the math, 20% of that total project cost is $892, which is what we could potentially award to the City of Roland. And then the property owner would be responsible for a little under $1,600. City of Zeering is a second applicant. That's 111 East Main Street. So, again, when you're coming into town, you go basically to the end of the downtown business district. The business owners are Max and Jackie Dunlap, and it's the Main Street Car Wash on the south side of the road. The parcel is up there highlighted in blue on the far right hand of the screen. Just a description of this project, it's a brick front along where the concrete block is currently. There's some structural issues, but also to enhance the cosmetic appeal on that facing Main Street. Paint the steel door that is in need of repair and painting, and then replace some broken concrete drive. The project costs just under $15,000, $14,988. The match that I calculated required by Zeering is $2,997.60. Zeering did not indicate a match, but this is the minimum they'd have to put forth. And they're definitely aware of that. So just around $3,000. The county could potentially fund up to $2,997.60, and then the property owner would be responsible for the remainder. So again, Zeering is required to match equal to or greater than what Story County is able to fund. So here's just a snapshot of those two requests. Total requested, eligible for funding through the 20% match, is $3,889.60, definitely within the $10,000 that you have budgeted for this year's facade improvement grant. Again, this is a repeat of earlier, but one-time reimbursement grant, 20% matching funds, and then this does run to this fiscal year. The guidelines do indicate, too, you may just fund one, you may fund several, so be it. With that, do you have any questions for me? And I will go back to you.
Well, if you go back to the 01, in which we've listed what their total is, but we've got no confirmation that that's what happens. Is that something that has to happen before it's actually finally approved or before county funds are dispersed?
Before county funds are dispersed. They do have a, there's a document that goes along with the award letter. Once the board takes action, I send an award letter to the applicant, and before we will reimburse through our claims process, they have to submit a claim form, but then there's also a detailed list of the receipting and the accounting necessary. And part of that is that whether it's in-kind contribution by the community, which we did increase the availability of the community to do that this go-around, or actual financial contribution.
And you said earlier that the city of Zeering is aware what their role would be if these are approved.
Zeering has the applicant is the community, and the applicant as such, the signature as such is signed by the mayor.
Okay.
Both the terms of agreement and the application form.
Okay.
And Zeering was our one project last year. That was successfully funded, and I know the city clerk is aware of the guidelines.
Okay. The building in Roland, is it occupied right now? Do we know?
I don't believe so. It does not, from the pictures that were submitted, it doesn't look like
doesn't look like it.
Okay. But I didn't drive up and verify that.
Okay.
Just from prior awarding and looking at the two projects here, even though the total dollar amount seems to be certainly within the scope that we have set as far as the county's threshold, are there any potential issues that you see here that need to be addressed or talked about other than what was mentioned in relationship to Zeering here?
Not really. Just making sure that the property owners and City of Roland remain aware of that. The interior work must be borne by the applicant.
Right.
That shouldn't fall under the county's match or even the city's match. It must be the applicant. And it's a logical extension of the improvements necessary. You really cannot do window replacement and have a structurally pleasing interior without doing that.
Certainly just the framing and the part around the window, but if we're talking about, again, drywalling the rest of the entire, area of the room, that's a different type of thing. But
I think they're consistent with what we've had in the past, and I think they meet our guidelines.
Okay. And the deadline for any others coming through?
It's done. It was the deadline was August 5th.
Right.
And then following today's action, I will send notice to the applicants, again, the communities, later this week, detailing the amount that they were awarded, reminding them of their required match, letting them know if there's any way they cannot meet that, to let me know so that we can bring it back for other discussion here.
Okay. And so any unused dollars are within that scope of dollars, just remains as far as the dollars that we have indicated that could be allocated. I'm satisfied with the application that is submitted here, and I would move that we would accept the two proposals, one by City of Roland and the other by Zeering.
Okay. So your motion is indicating that you're
in support of
and we agree to move forward with with the funding as long as it, okay.
Change to have me and work to finalize the specifics that involve there.
Okay. I'll second that motion. Is there anything further? Clinton?
Aye.
Aye. Those have been approved. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
Next is our agency report. No, we don't have any of those. We have a departmental report. Mike Cox from Conservation. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. So I'll be brief this morning, just a couple of a few things that I'd like to update you on. First is Dakin's Lake. We had a very successful opening there, and we probably had about 200 people in attendance for our, I guess, our rededication opening, and that went very well. City of Zeering supported it. The fire department at Zeering came out and grilled burgers and hot dogs for us. So all of that went exceptionally well. We've got we're estimating right now that we're at about 30% of our budgeted revenue for the year for camping. Right now, we are very happy that we're at about 25% of full occupancy at the campground, and that compares, just to give you a comparison, that same rate at Hickory Grove is 63%. So, keeping in mind this is a new campground, it's just beginning to mature. I mean, it'll be some time, I think, before we realize those kinds of numbers.
Sure.
But this is a tremendous start and very happy about it. I think I may have mentioned before that the water quality at the new lake is incredible. The state has told us, DNR has told us, we've got the best water quality around, period. And we've got visibility down to 14 feet, which is amazing. With that, though, comes more vegetation growth. And so we have been receiving a few complaints from anglers and boaters about vegetation now and the problems associated with that. So we anticipated that. We have gone in now and chemically treated some of the areas to clear that vegetation and open up shoreline fishing, etc. So that's been done, and now we'll have to do that every year moving forward. So that'll just be normal practice to treat some vegetation. We just last week completed a pergola project. Wayne had the pleasure of being at that in our pergola yesterday. We completed construction of that at McFarland Park. It's along the Touch of Life Trail, and the Ames Town and Country Kiwanis Club assisted with that. So I meant to bring one of your pictures, Wayne, but didn't get it done. So
I still have it here on my iPad, yeah. So if we need to pass it around.
Very good.
I was gonna say, he's probably got a copy of it.
Yeah. So that's a wonderful addition. On other news, our water quality initiative grant that we're working with Prairie Rivers of Iowa on, the response to that has been wonderful. Paul, as you may know, there has been one informational meeting in the Squaw Creek watershed already. There have been lots of landowners requesting cost share on conservation practices. All of that is going well. We're in the process of planning an informational meeting in the East Indian Creek watershed. We don't have a date set for that yet, but we will get that scheduled yet this summer or early fall. We're also in the process of finding a location to place the water quality monitor that the board funded. So we'll place that along East Indian Creek. It's a little difficult to find a place for it, but we think we have one located now, and we'll get moving on that and get that placed. As far as watershed work, I think you're familiar with the Hickory Grove watershed project and the improvement project we have going on right now. Contractor's been on site. Most of the rough work is done on all the stream bank stabilization on the pond as well, and expect them to be wrapped up here, I'd say, fairly soon. This latest weather has, this rain delayed them for a while. They're not on site this week. But maybe they'll be able to get back on site toward the end of the week. As far as our education programs, our camps this summer were a tremendous success. We had about 250 children participate in our camps. Everything from kindergartners up to high school students participated in those camps and went very well. We also this year did online registration for the camps, and we had a tremendous response to those online registrations. So we will continue to roll out that in more of our programs, and eventually we'll do some of that in our with our camping as well. We're not ready to start that on camping yet, but we anticipate being able to do that soon. Really, the only other news I wanted to pass along is the Conservation Board was bequested a property in the county, and that's approximately a 250-acre property that's a wonderful mix of some remnant prairie, some reconstructed prairie, creek, wonderful riparian areas, and some ponds as well. So it's a beautiful property. So quite a variety of different habitats on it. It's in a part of the county that we don't have very much there right now, so this is a wonderful addition. And again, this is just a bequest. If when that comes to fruition, then we would be back to the board to accept that. So that's really all I have.
Very good. Sounds good, Mike. Thanks.
Thanks.
Other reports. Presentation of the 2015 urban renewal applications, Lena Harder.
Scott DeYoung today.
Oh, and best mayor in Story County, Scott DeYoung.
Yes, sir. Best mayor.
You fill in the blanks.
I'll say best mayor in Cambridge.
I'll take it.
You got to be politically correct. he can understand that.
I don't know if you can see those, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott DeYoung, mayor of Cambridge. Got that? All right. We applied for a $60,000 grant from the Urban Renewal Funds. This is a concept drawing of a multifunction building that we're in the process of developing and moving forward on. This building will contain a community center, about 6,000 square foot community center area, city hall area of about 920 square feet, which is approximately the same size as the existing city hall, library space, which will be 1,275 square feet, which is about 25% larger than the current space. Couple things this will do is this is a lot that the city owns. It's been vacant for 14 years, I believe. It will fill that spot on our main street. Water Street is the street. Our current community center is fairly small. It's got about a 70-person capacity. This will allow for slightly over 200 person capacity. It will allow for wedding receptions and larger group meetings of that sort. It will have a kitchen area and a service area for those larger group things like that. Our current city hall is showing some age. It needs some restoration. this will give us an opportunity to do that restoration without interrupting city services. And then it will provide a space that we can offer for retail. That's part of the economic development of this. We're kind of short on spaces on our Water Street. We've got one individual that owns several buildings, and he's not willing to lease or part with any of the buildings. So this will open up two spaces, one where the existing library is and the other where City Hall is for commercial. This total project is approximately $1.9 million, and those are preliminary figures. We're asking for 60 to help us move forward with this. We're applying to USDA for funding. We've just begun that application process. We're working with Huxley Communications to set up a red leg grant. Well, not a grant, a loan. That's another project through the USDA that they give money to the cooperative, and the cooperative puts a portion in, and then they loan that money interest-free over a 10-year period. So those are some of the other sources of funding. And
I guess the question I would have offhand would be more of a hand question. And as we look at the request and the dollars available under this program, where does this kind of set in terms of what we've done in the past? When I look at the community center, say Colo, for example, and then the more recent assistance to the city of Nevada or their expansion area there, of how does this factor in, or kind of give me some parameters here to help me put my arms around this. If we look at, and then the other question to you would be, is this a phase-in process? Do you have to have a certain amount up front to move forward, kind of thing? But I guess, Leanne, where do we see this in terms of similar dollars that have been appropriated for these types of projects?
Well, the available funding for this particular round of the urban renewal area applications, if I recall it correctly from an email from Lisa Markley, is about $350,000. Mm-hmm. But definitely I don't have the calendar with me, but I think later in September the auditor's office will be giving you an update according to the schedule that you all adopted as to the available funding. And Mayor DeYoung is the first one to kick off the presentations. You have five more next week. We wanted to have three and three, but unfortunately it wouldn't work out. Similar projects, scope and size, definitely, or size financially. McCallsburg was, I think, $65,000. It was $45,000 or $65,000 for a water looping project. Nevada was $56,000, $60,000 for the City Hall campus project. I think those have been the larger ones over the past couple of years rounds that I can think of off the top of my head. Now, in this particular case, we need to work with Jessica Reynolds, assistant county attorney, to review, because of the City Hall camp component, make sure that we can meet all the requirements set forth in the Code of Iowa. It is a multi-use facility, and as Mayor DeYoung showed, the majority of the use is the community center of the square footage. And so we have not funded anything in that realm. Story County has not over the past two rounds.
But this is
when Scott mentioned that it actually has a little bit more of an economic development, because this project, if approved and completed, will free up additional space on Main Street that they can be used for retail space, right, or whatever it would be, which is different from, say, the fire station in Collins.
Yeah. And in this case, too, feel free to hit me. But I think there, from hearing Mayor speak, there's a commitment from the city's end to take the initiative and do some improvements to the building or work with potential applicants as those buildings turn over, or to maintain ownership and lease for retail and kind of thing. Do you want to expand on that?
Absolutely. There will be some renovations to the existing city hall.
Well, I assume, and that maybe you can help me understand the process that we're looking at, I assume that here when you said we have five more that we will appear.
Right.
So this is a preliminary stage for us to have a presentation that are brought forth to us, making final determination of the total dollars that may be allocated and the actual projects that we will fund will come at a later time.
Yeah, right. Today and next Tuesday are the presentations. Right. You meet with the taxing authorities the 25th.
Now, one thought, and this just is my personal take on this, is I like the concept of us looking at the county in terms of a whole, and I look at, we've done some things east, west, we've not really gone much in this particular area, to my knowledge. I'd like to see us, looking at trying to make sure that we have a broad scope of the entire county and the benefit of the various communities of similar type projects. And so one side of me tends to be encouraged by the fact that we do have an application in our south west part of the county in one of our smaller communities that meet the criteria of the population set. So I'm just hopeful that as we go through this process that we can kind of keep that vision in mind as well.
Yeah, I think the only program that Cambridge has applied for funding through Story County over the past few years has been the technical assistance to communities, right?
Yes.
So I was pleased to see an application come in as well.
We did initially. I think we started an application for this program last year and withdrew it partway in.
Right.
Just.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And this will go. The vacant lot there across the street and north from where the city hall's at now. Is that what you're looking at?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It'll use that entire lot there.
Okay.
And it won't just serve the citizens of Story County or Cambridge either, but it will. When you have a facility that large enough to handle a wedding reception, it brings people in from quite a distance. So.
Okay. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Let me know if you have any questions.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. Thanks, John. And let's see. Next is public forum number two, comments from the public on items not on the agenda. The board may not take any action on the comments due to the requirements of the open meeting law, but may do so in the future. Not seeing anybody moving towards the mic. Liaison assignments and committee meeting updates. Wayne Clinton.
Nothing on liaison. Just to say that last night I did attend the Story County Conservation Board meeting. It was one of our more briefer meetings. I kind of like those when that occurs, but pretty standard things on the agenda and so forth. We did take action as a board to approve the longevity increase that for conservation staff, and then they're aware that those will be processed as they come up to the anniversary dates, just like we do for all the other employees. But we kind of approved everyone on the list in a one-time situation so that we don't have to come back and do that each time there's
one or two names based on their anniversary. And then we approved the Conservation FY14 annual report. Hopefully we'll all have a chance to look at that. I'm sure it's going to be available to the public via the website and things of this nature. But again, an outstanding report put together by Mike and staff and with the assistance of our board, our conservation board. So I think very well done. And then just some general updates, as Mike shared with us today, you know, with the Davis Lake project and the projects that people grow, the sewer line and things like that, and our ongoing commitment to be open and accessible about working for recreational opportunities throughout Story County, partnering where we can with entities. I commented how, I guess I spoke on behalf of the board, how pleased I was from not only what we have been able to accomplish in the last few years and the leadership that Mike has brought to the conservation as well as the board, and seeing some of the things that we're doing right now is a true reflection of the work of staff and the improvement in trying to make outdoor recreational opportunities and quality of life issues the cornerstone of our conservation program from environmental education on. And I think in turn we got a very complimentary comment back from Ted, again thanking us aboard because of the ongoing positive working relationship that we have with the Conservation Board as well. And so I just wanted to share that with you at this time.
Okay. Then I will pass on that. Announcements from the supervisors. Wayne.
Pass.
And it's my understanding that I'm going to be your replacement on the MICA board.
MICA board.
And we'll know more.
And it is the 31st. It's
meeting's on the 31st.
And 5:30. And they did tell me I didn't have to bring you, that they could go ahead and...
They may not want me.
Introduce. No, they want you. They want you. They probably didn't want to feed both of us, though.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. All right. That's all I had. I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor? We're adjourned.